Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, you're in luck because one of our favorite guys, esteemed automotive journalist, Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, is going to be with us. TheDetroitBureau.com is just a wonderful website. If you are not a frequent visitor, definitely you should bookmark it. And also we'll talk to Paul about all the various free news feeds that he's got available for you folks around North America. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at any time throughout the hour at our regular number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the digital means, and these days that seems to be becoming more and more prevalent, you can email me up very simply at bob@autoworldradio.com, or if that one gives you trouble, it's bob@boblongradio.com. Can't believe we're this deep into the month of August here, as the Pebble Beach extravaganza of last weekend is behind us. And, of course, the wonderful Woodward Dream Cruise was a week away. A lot of the car company executives are on vacation, and lots of people this time of the year are traveling. And we're going to be talking with Paul about a new story about death-free highways have become a real possibility. A new study will show it is already starting to happen. And it's true, thanks to all the safety equipment that we now have in vehicles and the accident avoidance systems that we have in many vehicles, that we're seeing fewer accidents, thank God, and fewer fatalities. So that's going to be one of the stories we're going to be talking about with Paul Eisenstein upcoming in this hour of the broadcast. We'll also touch base with him. We haven't had him on air since he had the opportunity, like myself, to get behind the Hellcat, the SRT Challenger Hellcat. Of course, the Charger has been announced in Hellcat form as well. We'll get Paul's take on that as well. Telephone-wise, again, 855-660-4261. Joining us right now, a member of the North American Car and Truck of the Year jury, contributor to NPR, contributor to various magazines and websites worldwide, and esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you.
Well, why don't we begin by a story that really caught my eye here. This is the time of the year that a lot of people are on vacation. A lot of the car company people, I was trying to get a hold of a bunch of them this week, and a lot of them are not around. They're on vacation. Lots of people are on the highways traveling around, and you've got a story up about death-free highways have become a real possibility. This is very good news, very exciting.
It's an amazing concept. I'll tell you the genesis of the story, Bob. I received an email the other day from the folks over at Volvo pitching a story, just, you know, giving a little release on something that they have opened up. It's a proving grounds in western Sweden called Asta Zero, and their whole goal is to try, you know, in line with their image, to reduce accidents and improve the possibility of survival when there is an accident in one of their vehicles. This is a dedicated safety proving ground. Interesting enough, but they have taken a position that they would like to see nobody killed in a Volvo, a new Volvo, by 2020. Well, that's not the only manufacturer that's talked about this. Nissan has also talked about bringing up, bringing things to the stage where they could have zero fatalities in one of their vehicles. Okay, nice. It sounds like a lot of hype. It sounds like a good marketing campaign, right? But I talked to the folks over at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, and here's where the story got pretty amazing. They admitted to, they acknowledged to me that they are releasing a study next month, and we'll have to talk about this when it comes out. They have a new study coming that will show that they have found a number of vehicles that have gone, that went through the entire study period, 2009 to 2012, four full years, without a single fatality or a single serious injury. That's a real breakthrough.
It certainly is, Paul. What a great story, and folks can check it out right now at thedetroitbureau.com. Another interesting story that will definitely be of interest of all of our folks joining us on the information station AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, is a story that you have up about Cadillac potentially moving sales and marketing operations out of the Motor City.
Yeah, there is a study underway, apparently, inside of Cadillac, and I was able to confirm this with several different sources. They are taking a look at the idea of moving at least some of their backroom operations, marketing, sales, their corporate intelligence, or their divisional intelligence operations, out of Detroit. And one of the places that they're seriously considering is New York City. Now, you may recall, Bob, a few other manufacturers have done this.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, we had all of the Ford Premier Automotive Group, when they owned the luxury brands Aston, Jaguar, Land Rover, and even Lincoln, they were based for a while out in California. And we've seen other manufacturers move operations around. VW moved their operations from Detroit to suburban Virginia. They briefly moved Bentley up to Boston, always in the search for somehow connecting with the public in a better way than they did when they were located somewhere else. So is this another, fantasy search for some magical formula? I don't know. And it's not sure yet. Cadillac is not sure yet. But here's a more important thing that's happening right now. You may recall, Bob, that just this week they have a new president. A new guy is running Cadillac.
Yeah, absolutely. We should tell folks about this gentleman.
Yeah. His name is Johann Dinesh. And he was most recently over in Hong Kong. There's another example of a company that moved its headquarters. He was running the Infiniti operations, which split off a little bit more than they had been from Nissan and set up a corporate headquarters in Hong Kong, again, to try to get a little distance between them and the company. Johann had previously run Audi of America. So he's had a lot of time here in the United States, South African-born. Quite an interesting man, extremely intelligent, very skilled, and I have been told that to get him to Cadillac, they have given him guarantees of a lot of resources, including a lot more money to be put into product development.
That's going to be very interesting to see. Certainly, he has had a long history of great success within Audi. He wasn't at the Infiniti brand for that long, but certainly we saw a number of significant changes, as you noted, not only the move headquarters-wise, but also the change in naming of the vehicles. They all now start with the Q. The old G37 is now the Q50 or Q60, so he definitely is a gentleman that I think is going to do lots of good things for Cadillac, which continues to be on a good run.
Well, yes and no, Bob. Now, first of all, it's real interesting, this whole idea of naming, this nomenclature strategy. Cadillac,
yeah,
of course, abandoned familiar names like Seville and DeVille to go with ATS and CTS and so on. And there have been questions about whether that really is working for some of the other manufacturers. Infinity did the same thing, and it got very confusing. We'll talk when we get back.
Absolutely. More with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein on the other side. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Good fun as usual. Automotive Enthusiast Program live here. And joining us from the Detroit area is Paul Eisenstein, a noted auto journalist and the gentleman who is the publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. And we're talking about Cadillac and naming strategy. And this is something that personally I find to be... And Cadillac's not the only one. Also, Infiniti is doing this. Lots of brands are doing this. But it is getting mighty confusing for consumers. And certainly, Paul, personally, I prefer the old-fashioned car names to some of the numbers and nomenclature that we see today. It's almost ridiculous. I know you and I have touched on this in the past, but there are some vehicles' names, by the time you get all the letters and the numbers in there, and God forbid if it's a special edition, an Alpina or a Grand Coupe Alpina or something like that, the name of the vehicle can be quite lengthy these days.
Yeah, what do we have? We have the Jaguar
XKRS GT.
GT. There's a Land Rover now that is almost, you can't put it on a single sentence, a single line in a web story. It actually crosses over to the next one if you use the full one. But no, back to the names, Bob. Here's a test. I want you and your listeners, just I'm going to throw something real quickly, and you tell me real fast, Bob, and this is like one of those things, you got to respond immediately, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is the Acura RLX?
That's a new sedan, but it's a new vehicle.
Time's up. What's the Acura TLX?
Crossover.
Okay. What's the Lincoln MKT?
MKT is a crossover-esque vehicle.
Yeah, close enough. Okay, it's the largest one in their lineup. Now, what's the MKC?
That's the new crossover, the smaller crossover.
Good, you got that one. That one you got in time. But that's my point. If I said Escalade, how long would it take you to give me the answer?
Of course, and you can just picture it in your mind immediately. Acura is a really difficult one these days because I just had an Acura a week or so ago as a test vehicle. And in all honesty, Paul, I have to stop and look at the it's an older one. Let's see, the RDX, but I mean the TL is gone away, and the former flagship has gone away, and all these numbers and letters are getting Mike NSX. That's the only Acura that I can really, you know, sink my teeth into.
Yeah, because that one really, that name actually, oddly enough, that was the first one to go to this unusual letter naming strategy, and it was such a distinctive vehicle that it's easy to remember. But that's my point. Now you go over to Infiniti. And, okay, it also had an alphanumeric approach, but at least we sort of knew what the G was and what the M was and the Q as in the Q45, which, by the way, they may be bringing back. But that, we'll get back to that in a second. Don't let me forget. Let's get back to that story. But they completely dropped it, and they've gone to a Q strategy, which, by the way, is interesting because remember Audi used Qs for their crossover truck vehicles.
Yep.
And so now does Infiniti. So it's confusing. Now you have similar names for some Audi and Infiniti models. That's the whole point. How many people out there? How many of the listeners? I'd love to have somebody either email or call in and tell me if what they think about this approach. Are they confused as heck? And by the way, what's Infiniti going to do when they bring out the new one?
That's a really good question. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Everybody listening in Boston on WDIS, 1170 AM, you can give us a call. Or if you're listening in upper Michigan on WMKT in Traverse City, Michigan, we'd love to hear from you, 855-660-4261. Heck, we'd love to hear from any of our vast number of affiliates from across the country, coast to coast, border to border. Give us a call at 855-660-4261 or Bob at Auto World Radio, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Let's talk about some product stuff. Some good news here on the front of the Corvette Z06. It did get a price hike over the previous generation, but we're talking a vehicle that surpasses the previous flagship. The former ZR1 didn't pack this kind of horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, 650 horsepower. That's the new Z06, and coming in at a tad under 80 grand.
Yeah. Well, as Mark Royce, the head of product development over at GM, likes to call it, it's the big nasty. Or should I say like it's the big nasty?
That's right. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. It's going to be a pretty amazing machine. I'm looking forward to driving that in the near term. Here's the amazing thing, though, Bob. Excuse me. Think about it. We now have the hottest Corvette. Remember when that came out in January? We were all aghast. 650 horsepower.
Yeah.
And now that doesn't come close to catching the purely on numbers. The hottest new Dodge Challenger and soon the Charger model at 707 horsepower.
Oh, absolutely. Who would believe it? And I so enjoyed going on that press launch and getting to drive the entire 2015 Challenger lineup. There's something for everybody in there, but that 707 horsepower Hellcat, not only is it just an incredible vehicle as far as an achievement is concerned, and also considering an auto manufacturer to actually build that vehicle, as I know we've had Tim Kaniskis on the show here, and he has said, you know, there was no business case for this. There was nobody was knocking on their door saying, please build us a 700 horsepower vehicle. But, you know, what a great statement for the brand, and I am so happy, and I found the vehicle so livable, too, Paul. That's the one thing that I really got coming away from that event. I mean, true, it can go like heck on a drag strip and, you know, on a racetrack, but this is a daily driver. This is something that I think your grandmother could drive around, Paul.
Yeah, this is the amazing thing, too, Bob, when you think about it. They got all these incredibly high-performance cars out there. This is the golden era of muscle. Forget the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking numbers that you could only dream about in the era of John DeLorean and the GTO. But the better part of it is they are immensely drivable vehicles. You mentioned in the lead-up earlier this hour, the Dream Cruise, the Woodward Dream Cruise. And, you know, you're out there, and it's a hot summer day. And these are vehicles, in many cases, that are restored to better than new condition. And yet you see how many of them wind up when it gets hot, stalling out, how rough it is to drive them and all. The hottest stuff now you can drive just as if it was a little Ford Contour.
It's so true. We're going to step aside for some important messages when we come back. More with our good friend and great contributor, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com. This is Auto World.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com?
Hi, I'm Phil Green at PhilsGang. Learn to adapt September 13th to the Federal Reserve low interest rate stock market. No longer do we have a stock market, but a market for your individual stocks. Using the PhilsGang charting system empowers you where you influence the outcome of your investment, short or long term. Learn to adapt to invest efficiently, intelligently. That's September 13th.
Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for the PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. Phil's Gang host Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell will teach you how to adapt to this ever-changing stock market. This webinar will cover all stock market trading, all investing skill levels. You will learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this free webinar, enter promo code AUTO, that's A-U-T-O. Go to philsgang.com, that's philsgang.com. Call 877-600-4264, 877-600-4264.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're getting a bunch of emails and calls. People do not like this new naming strategy by a lot of brands. What do you think about Infiniti going to naming all their vehicles beginning with the letter Q? Cadillac, of course, has done it with their C models, the CTS, and then various other vehicles. There's a nomenclature involving certain numbers and letters. What's your thought about these brands doing this? Infiniti being probably the one that seems to be bugging the most people. Give us a call, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us from the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, before we go any further, let's tell everybody about TheDetroitBureau.com. You've been doing this for quite some time now. I can't believe the years tick away as quickly as they do.
You're making me feel old. I've been covering the auto industry since 1978 or 79. I've been independent since 1979. Been publishing online since 1996, which is like caveman days of the Internet. The DetroitBureau.com now is, I think we're, what, in our seventh year now? It's been quite a while. So if folks are looking for any information that they might want about the auto industry, whether it is news, features, in-depth reports, keeping up on the latest safety information and recalls, they want help buying, selling, or whatever, they can obviously go to TheDetroitBureau.com and get it for free. The better part is you can also subscribe to our newsletters, find out what's coming up on the site, whether you want an alert every time we post a new story or simply once a month, anything in between. We also have RSS feeds and Twitter feed, so you can get whatever your automotive fix is taken care of on TheDetroitBureau.com.
Automotive technology today really blows me away. I've had a GMC Yukon Denali this week, Paul, and spent a good deal of highway time in the vehicle, and just to see how seamlessly this vehicle with its 6.2 liter V8 flips from V8 to V4 configuration just blows me away. And you combine that with the magnetic ride control and all the other safety features. As you said, this is surely the golden age of performance vehicles, certainly the golden age of vehicles in general as well. And I understand that Ford is working on a system that knows when to switch from battery-powered operation to gas and then can switch back again.
Yeah, there's a new technology they're developing. We broke the story just a couple days ago called the Green Zone. Basically, it's a programmable system that, when it comes out, would allow a user operating one of their battery cars, and this primarily aimed in its initial form at plug-in hybrids like the C-Max Energy or the Ford Fusion Energy. What would happen is simple. You would be able to set up on a map. You could do it on your computer or in the car. You'd set up a zone that would be primarily oriented towards driving on battery power, if you have enough battery juice left in the battery. So let's say you're commuting from, in our case, from Detroit to Ann Arbor, Michigan, about 40 miles apart. That car doesn't have enough battery to run the entire way, and a good portion of it is on the freeway anyway when batteries don't get their best, aren't at their best. So you might set it up to run locally in green power, in electric power around Dearborn, and then when you get off the freeway in Ann Arbor, it would go back to battery power. Or you can set up an area where you want to be under battery power at all times, no matter what. Let's say they sell this technology in London. You can get into London, as you may know, Bob, but you have to pay a fee. They have a congestion fee, which can be quite steep. But you could set it up so it preserves your battery, so you only operate under battery power when you enter London, and there you get exempt from the battery fees. Now, you know that they're talking about that in some cities in the United States. New York City, for example, nearly enacted a congestion fee a few years ago. Former Mayor Bloomberg was going to pass one for much of Manhattan. The state legislature would not approve it. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing congestion fees in the U.S., and we may see in some other places. Right now, we already see that battery cars are exempt from parking meters in some communities. You get free parking. Well, maybe in the future, we will see that some toll roads, for example, let you drive for free. You already can drive in the diamond lanes on California roads with a pure battery electric vehicle. So this could become very important for people in the future. Now, here's what's getting real interesting. The technology can do more, Bob. So in the future, using incredibly detailed maps beyond what you have on your Navi screen in the car, you could be able to use this so that, for example, it knows when you're going up a hill and it'll adjust your transmission. It'll adjust the engine control unit to get maximum mileage. It might even know to be able to steer your headlights as you go into a corner to point into the corner. And by the way, Mercedes is already doing that in the S-Class in parts of Europe.
Amazing stuff. Speaking of Ford and green vehicles, looks like down the road here they're going to be taking a page from Toyota and Prius. Prius has become a brand within the Toyota brand. We stop and think, we've got the Prius C, the small one. We've got the Prius V, the larger one. We've got the regular Prius and the plug-in Prius. We have four distinct Prius models, but they're all kind of a brand within the brand. So Ford's thinking about doing this dedicated hybrid line in the not-too-distant future, Paul?
Yeah, exactly. It's an interesting concept if you think about it. We have seen that the Prius has been, from what, last 5 years, the number one selling vehicle in Japan. Now, it's a bit of a misnomer, as you said. They always refer to it as a vehicle, but then they talk about it as a family of vehicles. All right, we'll give it to them that it's one vehicle for a moment. If you go by that rule, well, yeah, guess what? It's also the number one vehicle in California in several recent years. So no wonder everybody's trying to figure out how to copy its success.
one of the things that analysts often say has worked for it is having a very distinctive shape. Ford has already a number of hybrids. Some are doing better than others. But they don't have something that you look at and you go, aha, that's a, well, in this case, a Prius. It's not a distinctive vehicle that only is sold in hybrid electric mode. So they're going to try to come up with a vehicle, they're developing one now, that would be sold only the hybrid body, distinctive body, and would only have a hybrid powertrain.
Speaking of hybrid vehicles, you have a story up about BMW's flagship electric vehicle, or actually extended range vehicle, the i8 sports car. They had a commemorative edition sell for big bucks at Pebble Beach. That was quite an eye-opener, but then again, it's Pebble Beach. But I understand this vehicle is doing some good things for the maker's image over in its home country.
Yeah, we just had a story from our European correspondent, Henny Hemmes, talking about that. It's amazing how well that vehicle seems to be doing. Now, it's very early, so we have to wait and see if it'll maintain that sort of momentum. But it's really become a high-demand vehicle within that niche. Certainly not going to be out selling the 3 Series anytime soon. But it has been scoring very well with consumers in Germany. Just a real halo vehicle that's just doing exactly what they want, which is as much about image as it is cleaning the air. And yes, what was it, $800,000+ for the first special edition version of the i8, which they put up for auction at the Pebble Beach Concours just a week ago.
Absolutely remarkable. In the last week or so, I've spent some time going in and out of various car dealers, and I agree with your story that you've got up right now on the car sales for the month of August. Car sales still hot, even as the summer cools down. Definitely, when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about that. But a bit of a feeding frenzy yesterday when I was at a Hyundai dealership. You think they were giving the cars away for free. They were backed up 10 deep. When we come back on the other side, more with Paul Eisenstein. This is Auto World.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Auto World Radio was brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com. Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out there, how
you drive that Cadillac there. We thank you so much for spending time with us each and every week on this very same station at this very same time. Or if you're joining us online anywhere from around the world, welcome aboard. Thank you very much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. And we're talking about all kinds of things, including the sales, and it seems like car sales are definitely very hot. Checking in at a few car dealerships locally here, Paul, I was really surprised at the number of folks. There are a lot of good incentives out there, and I think it's getting people into the dealerships.
Yeah, I think that's been a critical thing, Bob. Now, one of the things we do have, we still have what's called pent-up demand. There's a lot of folks who put off buying during the downturn or just feeling more comfortable about what they can afford. Maybe the old car just failed. Maybe you can't make it through the summer, or they're afraid it'll go, you know, just cough its last during the upcoming winter. Whatever the reason, we're clearly seeing a lot of people back in the showrooms. And the good part is incentives are great. The bad part is that prices are higher than ever. The average transaction price, what you actually pay by the time you roll out of the dealership, is higher than ever. So it's a good thing there are some of these incentives, and a lot of manufacturers offering record low interest rates. So that's another plus that's drawing people into the showrooms. We're right now seeing some of the best sales. August is probably going to see some of the best sales since about a year or two before we went into the economic downspin. Probably we'll see numbers, according to J.D. Power and some others, that could be the best numbers in a decade.
Wow, that's great. Another wonderful story to check out at DetroitBureau.com is about the top 2014 ideal vehicle list, and the Chevrolet Corvette was awarded the single most ideal vehicle, according to owners. Tell us about this list, Paul, and about some of the winners and some of the important vehicles listed on this particular study.
Yeah, this was very interesting, Bob. You know, there's a lot of studies out there these days that profess to tell you what the best vehicle is, or in some cases, the worst vehicle on the road. The Ideal Vehicle Study from Auto Pacific, one of the better-known research firms out of California, tends to try to find an interesting balance between not just those vehicles that have the lowest quality problems, or the lowest
defects and other problems, but also those that are just simply clicking with their owners. And the number one vehicle on the list was a Chevrolet Corvette. It was the one that, well, I guess the way that George Peterson, who runs Auto Pacific, summed it up best, it's the vehicle on the road that owners would make the fewest changes to. You know, tweak it, whether it's horsepower or styling or what have you. Now, Porsche also topped the list as the most ideal brand, and you may recall it's also been topping a lot of the quality lists, surprising to many people. How many folks out there would have thought that Porsche would be the highest quality brand in the industry? But if
That's
I recall, it was number one in the initial quality survey from J.D. Power just 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another one which has been moving up the charts. Among the so-called mainstream brands, the most ideal brand was GMC.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's some real interesting stuff in this study. A few other vehicles that top their segment. Premium luxury car, no surprise, the Mercedes-Benz S-Class, which everybody has been falling in love with. Acura actually got on the list with the executive luxury car, the new RLX, BMW with a 3 Series GT. Chevy was there with the Impala. In fact, GM and Ford had more individual models topping their segments in the ideal vehicle list than any other. More than any of the Europeans, the Japanese, including Toyota and their Lexus and Scion brands, and the Koreans. So that was good news. But we have a good mix there. You know, the GMC Acadia was tops, Honda CR-V, the Mini Countryman topped the compact crossover SUV segment. So there seems to be a product in this for everybody. If you like the brand, you may not like the product, but almost every brand seems to be in here somewhere.
It's something folks should definitely check out at thedetroitbureau.com. Lincoln has gone out and grabbed themselves a new spokesperson. Tell us all about this lucky gentleman who no doubt is going to get some really good rewards for his work.
Yeah, you think Matthew McConaughey might have gotten paid a few dollars to go to work for Lincoln. Well, they had been using one of the members of the Mad Men cast, you may recall.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they must have thought that he was a little bit too much martinis and Manhattan in his image. Matthew McConaughey's interesting. You know, he's one of Hollywood studs, but he can cross over and connect with a lot of different people, whether it's you know, sort of the cowboy mindset or the more sophisticated movie fans. And so he will be serving as the new spokesman for the Lincoln brand, starting right away, I guess.
And it's interesting to see how a spokesperson can really make a difference. I mean, Ron Burgundy's movie, the second one, really bombed at the box office, but it was a great success for the Dodge brand and a Durango. Just the single pitchman really can make a significant impact on a vehicle's image and vehicle sales.
Yeah, no question about that. Though I have to agree with you. I couldn't figure out how they did so well with that, because you're right, Bob. The Ron Burgundy, the last movie, Anchorman, just was an absolute disaster. And I think we've been seeing that a lot from the star of that film. He hasn't really connected that much with a lot of his stuff recently, Will Ferrell. But for whatever the reason, he certainly was able to help them move the metal when it came to the new Dodge products.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see. Another story that Paul's been covering at thedetroitbureau.com. Can't believe it because we're only in August, but it's going to come fast. The SEMA show, the big aftermarket show, with more than 100,000 people in attendance in November out in Las Vegas. Honda has already announced that they're taking, I believe it's 6 specially fitted cars to the SEMA show. This show continues to grow in prominence with a lot of the automakers, Paul.
Yeah, here's another one I'd be curious to hear from your listeners, Bob. How many folks out there follow SEMA, that really care mm-hmm. about what happens out there? I'll bet it's among your audience, I'll bet it's pretty high. But this is, it's a really curious thing. Here is a specialty show that the public isn't even allowed to go to.
right? Yep. That's the amazing part, is that your listeners can't go in to this event, but people are covering it more and more, and there's more interest in that show than I think there ever has been. So I believe it's going to be a very, very big show this year. Part of it is, I think that you've seen the revival of customization. People are really hot on the idea that they can customize vehicles, because in some ways, you can't work on them the same as you used to. You know, I'm old enough to remember when I could crawl under the hood of some of the old cars that I had, mm-hmm. do all sorts of things. And today it's a lot harder to get into the engine compartment. You can do it, but it's harder. But you can do a lot of other things to customize your vehicle. And I think that's just really become great for people. People are just really excited about that idea.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. People are really putting their own personal stamp on vehicles, and certainly when you look at, again, within the FCA, the Fiat Chrysler organization, the growth of the Mopar brand, Pietro Goliere is a really good guy and been on the show many times, and they have so many Mopar accessories right out of the gate for their brand new vehicles. It's just stunning to see the displays at some of the big auto shows, Paul.
Well, you hit on something very important, Bob. I think that their strategy over at Chrysler and Mopar is now very simple. If we bring out a new vehicle, it's going to have a huge number of accessories right out of the box. You're not going to have to wait for 6 months or a year. And more importantly, you'll be able to get factory-authorized parts and accessories. So you will know, for example, that you'll be able to maintain your warranty under even as you put in some parts that when you buy them from the aftermarket companies, you may wind up losing your warranty for.
Very true, and that's something for everybody to take note of and take heed, because sometimes you can void your warranty, so be very, very careful. Paul, once again, remind folks about all the cool stuff that they can get for free at thedetroitbureau.com.
Oh, they can get everything from the main site. It's always free. Whatever you'd like to explore, please do. But you can also get our newsletters. You can get our RSS feeds and our Twitter feeds as well, all for free.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Have a great Labor Day, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
Thanks, Ed and Bob. Just a little tip. I'm off to Sweden shortly. I'll be driving the new Volvo XC90, so we'll have something up on that on the site in a matter of days.
Wonderful. Can't wait to read it. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.